your eyes to the skies. It's time for Spaced Out on 95 PFM, thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.
It's true that it's time for Spaced Out, and we're joined by Josh from the Stardome. Kia ora, Josh, how are you?
Kia ora, I'm good, how are you?
I'm so good, thank you. I'm always excited to talk about space.
Always excited.
We have some exciting things to talk about this week. We have a lunar lander that has officially made it and landed on the moon.
Yes, yeah.
Tell me about what's happening here.
Yeah, so this our first story was on Sunday. It was the Blue Ghost lunar lander, which launched earlier in the year. But it successfully landed on the moon on Sunday night. And it's a pretty big deal for not just for NASA, who's sent a bunch of stuff on the spacecraft, but for spaceflight. It's the first fully successful private company to land on the moon, basically. So it's kind of a real big deal that now, you know, private companies can actually make missions, send them to the moon and successfully land. So it's pretty impressive.
Mm. And we have this very cool photo that we're looking at of this sort of like a little bit of almost like a mirror selfie that this lunar lander has taken of his own shadow on the moon.
It's really
quite
cool.
Artsy.
It's very like Apollo-esque, like when you get those really long kind of drawn out shadows. It sent another one this morning that we just put up on Stardome's Instagram. It took a photo of its like first sunrise on the moon, which, yeah, it's just really cool that we're, you know, getting, you know, essentially live images or near real-time images from the surface of the moon.
Mm, cool. And so what is it? Is it mainly there to take photos?
Yeah, it's got a whole bunch of things on the spacecraft. It has about 10 scientific payloads. And majority of those are from NASA, so there's a lot of technology demonstrations, learning about the area, learning about the soil, the lunar regolith, and a lot of those technologies that NASA has sent on the spacecraft will be ones that they want to be using for the crewed missions, for the Artemis program. It's going to kind of basically inform a lot of the stuff that NASA does in the next few years. But it is kind of a bit of a race against time, because the spacecraft basically has one lunar day to do all the stuff, which is about 14 Earth days. Because once you get into nighttime on the moon, you're basically going to lose power from the sun, and it gets extremely cold. So they've basically got 14 days to get all that stuff done.
Wow, that is a lot of stuff to get done in 14 days.
Yeah.
And there's some really cool, I'm just looking at this other Facebook post you've sent through of the video that's sort of like POV, you're flying over the moon. This I really like. It almost, I hate to sound like the conspiracy theorist in your Facebook comments, but it almost doesn't look real. Like, it's very cool to look at.
Yeah. No, I agree. It's one of those things, like, space itself is so fascinating that sometimes, you know, when we see videos from a spacecraft, it's like, that doesn't look real. It looks so unreal.
Yeah.
I think, you know, if you see something that looks unreal in space, it probably is real, because that's just how cool space is.
Yeah. Oh, good. Someone write that down. That was a good quote for Spaced Out, I think. So cool. We have to keep up with what's happening for Blue Ghost Lunar Lander. Awesome name, by the way. And now we come back to this asteroid. I'm sure lots of people remember for a little while, everyone was like, maybe there's a very, very small chance that we get hit by an asteroid. And there's been an interesting sort of plot twist in this story, hasn't there?
Yes. Well, the plot twist is everyone can breathe a sigh of relief, as we've basically ruled out any chance of impact. We've just kind of refined its orbit, and then we now think it has a, like, 0.004% chance of hitting the Earth, so it's virtually zero. Everyone can not freak out about the asteroid.
Okay, well that's good. But isn't there a very small chance that it could maybe hit the moon?
Yeah, so that's kind of now the more interesting thing is, we know it's not going to hit the Earth, but we know it's going to kind of go quite close to the moon. So there is a small chance. It's only a percent or two so far that it could potentially hit the moon. And if anything, that would be pretty cool, because we'd be able to observe that from the Earth. And I was also looking up today that if it does hit the moon, it will actually be, New Zealand will be looking at the moon during that night in 2032. So it's kind of a cool opportunity for us.
Whoa. That would be crazy. What would, I mean, in theory, what sort of impact would that have on us if the moon got hit by an asteroid?
Yeah, I mean, it would have virtually no impact on us.
Okay.
It would
except
really
for a
just
cool
be like,
show.
Yeah, it would be kind of cool, but even then, like, to see it, you'd need a telescope. And, like, you know, we've seen asteroids hit the moon over the years, and essentially all it is like a really quick flash of light. It's, you know, it's not this big bright explosion that we see for days and days. It's a super quick blip of light.
Right. Okay. Well, I guess we'll just have to follow that story and see how it goes. But at the moment, even the chances of hitting the moon are very, very slim, right?
Yeah, and yeah, it's better to hit the moon than the Earth.
Right. Speaking of watching the moon, everyone will be watching the moon next week because we have a total lunar eclipse, aka a blood moon, right?
Yes, which is one of my favourite astronomical things to see. Yeah, we have a total lunar eclipse occurring next Friday. So that's, yeah, famously known as a blood moon. That's when the moon kind of dulls, goes dark, and then turns red. And then kind of fades back into regular colour in a couple hours, which is, yeah, super cool to see.
Amazing. And so for anyone not, like, who doesn't know what a blood moon is, what is actually happening there?
Yeah, so it's a lunar eclipse. It's the opposite of a solar eclipse. So a lot of people know when the moon blocks the sun. A lunar eclipse is actually when the Earth is blocking the sun from the moon. So the moon is passing into the Earth's shadow. And the reason that it turns red is Earth's shadow in space is actually slightly red because our atmosphere scatters light. It's the same reason why we have like red sunrises and sunsets. But as the moon passes into that shadow, it basically goes dull because it's in the shadow, and then it turns red, hence the blood moon.
Wow, cool. And so this is happening next Friday night, right?
Yes, next Friday. So it's basically, if anyone wants to see it, two things you need clear weather, so just check the forecast, hopefully it's clear, but you can see it anywhere in the country. And the second thing is it's going to be basically happening when the moon rises. So to see it, basically you need a really kind of clear and unobstructed view looking east. So if you're here in Auckland, like any of the Maunga, they give really good viewing opportunities looking east, so you've got nothing blocking your view.
Right, okay, well that's good to know. It's interesting looking at the article you've sent through from space.com, all the sort of different spots you can see it from and what time it is for everybody else. I don't pretend to understand how time zones work. That's that's a head fuck in itself, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. More confusing than the moon itself.
Yeah, but it'll be very cool to witness this, so we'll just have to keep an eye on the forecast, right?
Yeah, and that's the thing. I think the last time we had one a couple of years ago, it was cloudy. And it's just one of those things, like, they only happen every few years. So, yeah, if it is clear, if you've got clear skies, definitely go head out and look at the moon when it rises.
Good to know. Well, thank you so much. That's an interesting note to end on, something to look out for. Thank you, Josh. We always love talking about space with you.
Oh, great speaking to you.
Have a good rest of your week, and we'll be talking to you in a couple of weeks.
Awesome. Speak to you then.
Cool. Kakite.
Control, we are docked. That was Spaced Out on 95 BFM, thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.